Thus I heard, at one time the blessed Son was dwelling in the royal city of Bolivia Mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of Buddhist disciples. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the Minas Texas and Mount Mountains. At the same time, the Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and their natural elements. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should the son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the woman who wish to follow in the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural images. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, there is no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, and no age of death, and no long traveling in the true heaven. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three kinds rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is perfect. Teyata, Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. This is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose from that samadhi and said to Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, just as it is so. The perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Hatharathas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire heavenly, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and Hatharathas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Namaste. Thank you. So we gather here so as usual, and you know, we try our best that, you know, whatever time we spend, you know, it becomes, you know, genuine dharma practice. So we all should think that we are so fortunate and met the, you know, Buddha's teaching. So, you know, in terms of, you know, opportunity and, you know, resources, we are well, you know, equipped, you know, to practice dharma. So, so we should feel ourselves really, you know, fortunate. So from what side we are lacking, or we are, you know, we are making a mistake is. So is that we are, you know, postponing our, you know, our practice all the time. First, I have important these things to do to finish this kind of my, you know, obligations or my goal, and then, you know, after I finish this, then I will start to practice dharma. So, you know, we always, you know, postpone our practice, not taking really, you know, start. So all those things are really, you know, letting us down, that, you know, we cannot able to, you know, practice. And it is like a devil that, you know, pull us down, you know, not only this life, but, you know, many future lives too.
So
So this, you know, situation is very, very true, as, you know, Kongtang Rinpoche stated. From Rinpoche's side also same, and from with the listeners' side also same, you know. I will do it tomorrow. For today I will finish this and that, then I will do it tomorrow. Or, you know, first I need to do this, then after I, you know, finish this, then I will start my practice, you know, like that kind of thing. We always, you know, lose our Dharma practice. So, first of all, we will, you know, try to realize ourselves that, you know, we are fortunate and we got all the, you know, leisures and, you know, opportunities to practice Dharma. So, you know, I will take this advantage and, you know, make use everything, you know, all these resources to benefit ourselves and all the infinite sentient beings, you know, to have this kind of, you know, attitude or, you know, motivation, we will do a, you know, meditation to shape our motivation for, you know, a couple of minutes. So with this kind of, you know, wholesome motivation, you know, we really, you know, feel delighted and, you know, rejoice in ourselves to having met this kind of rare opportunities to met the Buddha's teaching. And especially, you know, to meet this teaching, you know, stages to the path to enlightenment, you know, to meet this kind of teaching, especially, you know, hard to meet.
Then the logic into a labadene ji jero mo chingin do ha ji ni son de be ni temba se ji yin shu ta ba tenin ji yin tumen no ro chi se de ni ten yong ma de son ne de lu ji son jin do wa de min se ji che ba de ne do wa na ma so jin ne to me ne xian guo ji ngong do ne ko chuo ha se ge he gu men do wa
so there is a you know story at the pension, one of the pension lamas, you know, previous lifetime is called the pension Losang Chögyen. And, you know, there comes a Mongolian, you know, person to seek the blessing of pension Losang Chögyen, that, and the Mongolian person requested that, you know, in his next life he reborn as a human and, you know, able to practice Buddha Dharma and, you know, eventually attain the state of Buddhahood. So then Panchen Losang, he asked that request and blessings, and Panchen Losang Chögyen said, it's okay, you know, that will happen. Then, you know, again he asked that in my next life, bless me that I able to meet the, you know, reform, you know, refine teaching of, Dharma, which, you know, established by Lama Tsongkhapa. And Panchen Losang Chögyen said, that I can help or that I cannot guarantee.
Tendu ji ba lo ji lo tan da de ma rong so yi so 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 la ji tong ja ne ji chue de le ni se ji me ba le de yi so le jie ge yan de wo ji le de da ma su tan de jang le le lo xiao duo la ta tang nga de le tang ge nga so so la xia.
So in this way, you know, we, you know, really, you know, not taking any interest. So, you know, we don't have a sense of feeling that we are really fortunate. And, you know, and this kind of dharma practice, even though we met, but, you know, we really don't care much, and time goes like that. So what is unique in the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa is that it is first Buddha Shakyamuni teach, and later the lineage goes, a lineage holder of this teaching, the youthful Manjushri. And then, Manjushri, revealed to Lama Tsongkhapa. So, it is, there is a special closeness toward us, because it lineage from Lama Tsongkhapa.
One of the big children in the big such a way, and it hanging on a cottage of the salary. That you know, much any so such as you want, Masson, and you let the dish of your vassal.
So that kind of, if the teaching is that great, then how we, going to practice is, Lama Tsongkhapa established in 4 chapters.
Na dōngbō dōla yīne kārsā chūkhūn tūmba tēmbi shīnze bābi chāwāchī yīne dāngā lō kīwā chīwī chūchī chāwāchī chāwā nī tōng tēmbi chūla nyeshī chitāshī yīrīn bāchī dāngbā ngō chī lāma chitāchī yīrīn bāsā ngā sā sā chī jīpā gāma dēndu yī bāsā.
So as usual, the first chapter reveals the authenticity of the teaching, greatness of the authentic teaching, and second is a greatness of the author, and third is if this teaching possesses these two great things, then how we practice is the fourth chapter. So we are at the fourth chapter.
ona danga ngö de nyane che de kare che gure tombo ke che shu kare re se so na ni la nyane che ba la la de ma no ate me ye ni ge she ni tsu jin de ten go re se de ni na ga che shu tombo de so ma ro la na.
So how we going to start is first we need to seek authentic teacher that can show us the path.
Tin du ji sa ji te ngo tu khase ndyo yin chulo ro sa wa che.
So to reliance on that kind of teacher is we already talked about.
Ta wa na xian ni xi jin de de ne ta ka ri che go ro se so na ni. Tā lāng yunjūgī lōcchī tācāng yurīng bāsī, yīnī lōcchāng gōrsī lātā, tā?
So if we find that kind of teacher, then how we, now what we're going to do is we need to train our mind.
Nā tīndrīgī lōcchāng gōgō yīn sō nā, gārī jēnā lōcchāng gōgō rē sē sō nā, chūrāng yī yīnī, tēndē jēndē mūndā wā yī yīnī, Tāni ngāshī bātā shēnyi tūjīnda tēnbī lōma tēs, lāma jitā tūbī rīmbā tēnbā shāgō bēs, nīmbā tēnbī lō jitā jāngī rīmbā lā nī, tēyī tēnbā nīmbā nīmbī shikō wātā nīmbā jitā nīmbī tsū lōs.
So we read through the text, a human life of leisure and opportunity, the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teacher and exhortations to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, the identification of the leisure and opportunity. And first is leisure, second opportunity.
karsa ti tena nyimbo nimbe shi kuwa se sona ani chora sachi khono tenda kuwa ro che sona ani chora ye ni de yu mi li chi ba che shi pi da shi wi ta re de thola ta ma se de pe chen de ta shu se na ani ti ki tenda shi wa de ani de yu shi nyimbo nimbe shi kuwa sachi tong bo de ko de no de
Allah. We read through the text again. The first aspect of the opportunity that pertains to yourself, the fifth aspect of the opportunity that pertains to other. Then, contemplating the great importance of the leisure and opportunity, contemplating the difficulty of attaining leisure and opportunity. So now it is necessary to show the stages through which the Guru lead the disciples who properly rely on the teacher, as previously explained. The stages of how the student train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. So the stages of how the student train their mind has two parts. First is an exhortation to take full advantage of the life of the leisure and opportunity, and the second is how to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. So we read through again an exhortation to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. Taking full advantage of the life of leisure and opportunity is explained in terms of three aspects. First is identifying leisure and opportunity, contemplating its great importance, and contemplating the difficulty of attaining it. So here leisure, it has a special meaning, that as Lama Tsongkhapa stated, that to obtain a leisure human rebirth, which we possess right now, is precious than a wish fulfilling jewel.
Jodo na masu pena dewa da thila singe te jodo ko rangshin je yugur wala da.
So usually, in our everyday life, leisure and leisure and rush are happen all the time.
Onu diko ne tembi tewase de kale chilo ko alen gar sane ni tambi chudu wala dewa sala gar sa.
So here leisure means leisure to practice dharma.
Onu tindu ge dewa de tela se de ka ngon si cha gar sa zo na nga cho ye pen roa ge ri de la ani jene yong ge sane re kon je tinche ma zo ngo ge jula yeng ge dang tinche zang bi ngo ge ni dewa cha ni yer sa.
So in terms of precious dharma, in terms of leisure, is that there is a different kind of birth. Some birth they lack the they lack the resources of leisure, and some are overwhelmed by the mundane things, so they also lack the leisure to practice dharma.
Ani tewa yin sitale ji ani ali tewa yin sitale ji.
So how we define in the Dharma terms of leisure is there are eight different things. So we read through the text, the identification of leisure and opportunity. Leisure, the verse's summary of the perfection of wisdom in 8,000 lines says, through ethical discipline you eliminate the eight conditions that lack leisure and many circumstances in a life as an animal. Through it you always attain leisure. According to this, leisure means freedom from a rebirth in any of the eight conditions that lack leisure. These eight conditions are stated in the friendly letter. So as mentioned here, you know, through ethical discipline, you eliminate the eight conditions that lack leisure. That means, you know, if we able to, you know, observe and guard our ethical disciplines, then, you know, that would be the, you know, that would be the perfect condition to obtain the eight condition that lack leisure, or, you know, it becomes the perfect causes to obtain the, you know, leisure. We read through the text, to be reborn with a wrong view or without a conqueror's word, or as an animal, a hungry ghost, a hell being, an uncultured a person in a border region, a stupid and mute person, or a deity of long life, is to be afflicted by one of the eight faults that are conditioned which lack leisure. Therefore, you have attained leisure, which is the freedom from this, strive to end birth. So we will read through the text, and, you know, if necessary, then Rinpoche will make a commentary. So the meaning of this friendly letter, you know, which wrote by Nagarjuna, it means that, you know, to obtain this kind of, you know, attainments, we need to take interest and practice dharma.
Kathu shi sa na ngobo lu du ma sa lhaja jawa lu jire. Tendu jile jia su na tambi chue chaya da kongu ma re da. Tendu jile jia ma gubi tanda la ini kalya jwa na ini jeshu wa sa wa lu ji.
So if we directly say, then you know, it is like a, you know, advice for us by, you know, Nagarjuna, that, you know, if you fall in this 8 different, you know, beings, then, you know, you will be lack of leisure to practice Dharma. So, you know, if you don't want to fall in this kind of, situation, then try your best to practice Dharma.
That is, you know, because I'm a Kambodjian, no, you don't put in that. Then you could not give me, you tango, so you tango singing in the Jawan,
so we read through the text. With 3 of these 8, you are unable to know what to adopt and what to cast aside. Being reborn in a border region is which the 4 types of the followers So types of followers, fully ordained monks and nuns and novice monks and nuns are not active. So this is, you know, if we were born in the border region, that means where this, you know, 4 different kind of, you know, person is not active there, then it is said to be a border region. So,
then you talk about that, you know, also Tongqing Kai and Tongqing, you the Tongqing Tassi, Kesar or Lada.
So, usually we set, you know, central, you know, city and the, you know, whatever the border area or the suburbs or whatever. So, you know, the central is where these 4 different kind of person exist and active, and where therefore these 4 different kind of person doesn't exist or not active are as a, you know, border region.
Then you put the any true dual any Matson, because Madeva Chit Carson, Ombo Matson, yes, a lot, Ombo Mazon, Corona, so the Le Casa, Le Gutan, Yala, Nawaso, Matson, Ombo Matson, Tansondo. Tambu true dual a tango, Ombo Chimasona, any caraco, Ombo Mazon, Consuguru Mato, Taz, Jimmy, Jimmy, Sanjit, and Maria.
So we, second we read through the text, the being mute, stupid, and having incomplete sensory faculties, which means incomplete limbs, ears, and so on. So that means that, you know, to practice Dharma, any of those, you know, our sensory is not working properly to meditate or to study or to listen or, you know, to practice is the define here.
Then the Lota Chin singing the any same hashed and legend, the conscious of Mabons in the Lota Chins, the Nanga Lota Chin the Chasona, the country children, the Egyptian Bedmacomba the Chasan.
We read through the text, a lacking and lacking a conqueror's word means born where a Buddha has not arisen. So that means, you know, also people who don't believe in law of cause and effects.
sanjun jungwa mebe se jia jeda. Ani sanjun jungwa mebe jayuka mebe jela as. Pena sanjun zambu linze nan jiten de la mape bine kasi jewa linsa na yang chue jaya de tenga mare la ta. Chue dhubi kanji makambare.
If you have a wrong, we read through the text, if you have a wrong view which misconceives the three jewels, karma and its effect and former and future lives as non-exist. I should read that before it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And read through the text. You do not believe in sublime teachings. So these four are considered as a lack of a leisure in human birth. So if we check whether these all, possess us or not, then, we do. Even though, Buddha Shakyamuni is not present, but, the Buddha's teaching still exists, vividly.
Mm-hmm. Tam makamba jisengi diri toa. Ngesu sun dan hatsirin bodele mumayinbe makamba jisengi diri. Katu lo shana?
So, and the next four is, as a non-human beings, if we born in non-human being like this, then we lack the leisure.
Talo wenda. Nyesu su nesu chu chu lo che wa shin ka ka la asa. Chun zi che jang dung hen jen na we meni ba ta asa. Kan jit nyesu de che su na chu ka tu du tu ka ma ta sa na dung hen jen na ne ke chi zang yang chu ten yang ki tu su yu ma su ndo.
We read through the text, you will have great difficulties in developing a religious attitude if you are born in any of the three miserable realms, and even if you do develop a little bit, you will be unable to practice because you will be tormented by sufferings.
Shitin devil and dishi never don't zoom me but ye la shitins. Macomba jiji Tongla river, Tongla and Dubi shower thought to imbi Dola shitters and dishi never ne sonded jibine, Dubichi, you shooji, not any tonely gumbi to the yachins. De Jamata, Chiwitsa Mato, Santa Sanjugi, Joan Gane, and Kitchen Mombo, never nobody songs was at the letter. Lazarin bossing it, Chesona.
So we read through the text again. Mahamati's clear word explanation of the friendly letter, explains that a deity of long life is one who lacks discriminations and live in the formless realm. Our Goshas, a talk on the eighth condition that lack leisures, explains that a deity of long life is one in the desire realm who is constantly distracted by the activities of the desire. Vasubandhu's treasury of knowledge stated that the deity who lacks discrimination exists in one area of a great fruit, a land of fourth meditative stabilization. This area is set off from the rest of the great fruit in the way that a monastery is set off from a lay settlement. Even more, these deities have inactive mind and mental processes, except for the time immediately following birth and during death. Finally, they live for many great eons. It is incorrect to say that a noble being who exists in the formless realm is in a condition that lacks leisure. Therefore, we say that ordinary beings who were born in the formless realm are in a condition that lacks leisure because they do not have the opportunity to achieve the path to liberation. The same can also be said for the being reborn as a deity of the desire realm who is constantly distracted by the sensual pleasures.
Pena zume na jinde chu duwe gi tsu yo ma de se de zume gi so so chu lo ko gor ma do ne zume no la ya pa pi che wa le ba yo re so do pena zume na yo bi pa pa ma kha ba me ri be de ji bi so so chu la ne ta ba du bi ge wa me be ma kha ba wo so do.
As mentioned here, you know, it is incorrect to say that a noble being who exists in the formless realm is in a condition that lacks leisure. Therefore, we say that ordinary beings who are born in the formless realm. So, you know, only the ordinary beings who are born in the formless realms lack the, you know, leisure. But, you know, there are some, you know, arhats, you know, who take rebirths in formless realm. They don't lack that leisure.
And in Lala Karichene, in Chudu, it is so you might say, I'm thought to Ivi and in Delayan Tetan Dawos, Bena Karasa Watakan Dupi, in Shawat and Dole in Chudu, Kijisan Yomari Sondo.
So why those celestial beings or the deities, they lack the leisure? Because, you know, the deity in the desire realms who is constantly distracted by activities of desire. Thus, we read through the text, thus with respect to calling this condition that lack leisure, the clear word explanation of the friendly letter states, in this eighth state, there is no time for act of virtue. Therefore, they are called condition that lack leisure. So we stop here for today, and you know, next time we do the question answer, or you know, we will elaborate a little bit about that. So we do the mandala offering now and continue the chok offering. So we don't do the dedication now. You know, dedication will come after the chok, so we don't need a double dedication.
Dāgī jīnī sābī gīvā dīndī dāng jōvā kīnā kāngpī dāng shēbā jīzhīn lōsāng chābā yī dīmbī nīmbū rīndū sījī shū bījī shū jī mīndū jāng rīrā līyī nīndī jīmbā dī sāngjī shīndū mīdī bīvā yī dōgī nāndā shīnā shūbā yī shū Thank you.